Anglers from the Rosses and Funtown held a peaceful protest there yesterday. They were observed by members of Inland Fisheries Ireland and the guards. Thankfully, there was no confrontation, nothing similar to what happened the previous week. We have asked our members at all times to abide within the law, and thankfully they are doing so.
Last week, Deputy Thomas Pringle urged IFI to step back while this is before the courts, and also you, in your capacity as chair of the Trout Angling Federation of Ireland, met in Leinster House last week with Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty. Do you believe that those political interventions as such are bearing fruit?
Yes, we do believe that those political interventions are bearing fruit, and we believe that there is pressure coming on IFI from the political politicians to really enter into negotiations and to try and bring this to a peaceful conclusion. Something which they should have done many years ago and not allowed this to fester on and on. What has happened on the Gwibara is unprecedented in angling history. Nowhere in Ireland has a dispute been allowed to carry on in this manner. The management plan which was introduced on the Gwibara never happened anywhere else in the country, where local anglers and the two local clubs have been sidestepped and not allowed to fish their own local waters.